Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, September 16th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down a quarter cent, 677 and a quarter. December wheat up 14 and three quarter cents at 859 and three quarters. And November beans down 3 cents at 1448 and a half. Corn really just kind of traded mixed all day here today. We started off lower under pressure with the Dow Jones, but then as the wheat market rallied, the corn market went with it. We were as much as about 3 cents higher at one point, but even with the last 5 minutes, we were a penny higher, but then broke it on the close to close just a quarter cent lower on the December contract. Really not a whole lot out here. The dollar finished up three ticks, pretty much in the middle of the range. It was pretty strong early when the Dow was down 400 and some odd points, but then it broke as the Dow rallied. Right now the Dow is down 200 points. But the corn market looks like, we're going to see a lot of heat next week. Some areas even experiencing triple digit temperatures out here. So I think, it's not going to help things. I think the biggest problem with the heat, and I think you guys need to be very careful with this, you're going to see a lot of combine fires and you're going to see a lot of field fires out there. And I think you need to be thinking about that and being prepared for it. But I'm questioning demand out here. When I was at Husker Harvest Days the last 3 days, certainly a lot of the corn is very dry. The yields are certainly down. There's no question about that. But so is demand. So are they offsetting? I don't think so. I think we're losing more corn than we are exports out here, but we still need to see a better export market on the corn. The wheat was 14, almost 15 cents higher here today. I really didn't see any reason for it. The dollar did finish higher, almost at 110 again. Looks like the settlement will be 109.75. So, I'm not sure what caused it. Was it, Putin and President Xi getting together? It looks like Xi wasn't totally in back of what Putin was doing. And there may be some concern about Putin doing something stupid over the weekend, but I really didn't see any major reason for the wheat to be strong here today. Maybe some of the drier weather out west. And there's a headline right now, Putin threatens to walk away from the Ukrainian grain deal. I think it's more nonsense with this guy. So, overall, the dry conditions need to improve in the west, and maybe that was part of it as well. The bean market, under pressure most of the day as the Dow was sharply lower. Crude was all over the board, a dollar lower, a dollar higher. Really didn't have much impact out here. But again, I think the export situation is pretty weak for this bean market out here. We need to see some improvements. The bean oil led up the beans. It was up 166 ticks. Despite the crude oil closing basically steady, it was up a penny. So I really didn't see much out here, frankly. I think the market's trying to digest Monday's report still. I think it's interesting the corn and wheat both closed under where we closed on Monday after the reports, but still the charts don't look too bad. So overall, we're in a choppy market here, and I think we're going to stay that way for a while. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.